The WDW Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. The Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel features videos of all the Central Florida attractions, including Walt Disney World, Universal, Legoland, SeaWorld, and other great family-friendly attractions. Check out their most recent videos, which include holiday-themed walkthroughs of all the Disney resorts and the Christmastime parades at Walt Disney World and Universal. Again, they are the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular crew today, Peter Ponacorvo. How are you?
Warmer than you and a lot less snowy.
And I announced him, and I announced him first, Stacey.
That hurts.
That's a mistake. From now on, that's it. Stacey gets billing. Stacey Nyman, how are you?
I am up to my ears in all things Christmas in Sweden, so I'm hanging in there. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. The holidays can be stressful. We get that. You know, everyone's got their own issues if it's not family or job or weather-related. It is a really beautiful time of year, and it really can be like the most difficult time of the year for a lot of people. So if you're going through one of those difficult times, we hear you. And we know what you're going through, but still, do something good for somebody else and try and spread the joy and spread the love around. That's all we can kind of advise you to do. But that being said, we usually go through what's good in your life, right? But
yep.
I realize something. We've all got trips in the future. Now, Pete's actually down in Florida. So, Pete, how's that trip to Florida coming now that you're living in Florida?
You know, I'm pretty much got everything together that I need to get packed.
Good. The travel's a lot less. It's good.
Travel is easy.
Airfare's cheap.
Well, I'm not going to say easy because I got a lot of dumb people driving around here, it seems like. No offense to any of my friends that are driving around here, but I have dealt with some really poor driving abilities since I moved here.
Well, hang on. Did you say you were all packed up? Did you say that? All right. So you are all packed up. Let's get into the show. Let's get off the road rage here. And if you ever want to talk about road rage, you know that Michael Black, mild-mannered, very kind, soft-spoken Michael Black, is one of the worst people I know for driving with road rage. Do you know that? His tolerance level for people is next to zero. So, Michael, I know you're listening.
You have no idea how much I was trying to keep it in check when we were driving down here together.
All right, here we go. So you said you're all packed up for your 38 second trip to Florida. Stacy and I realize when we travel to Florida, Stacy drives, and she brings.
Do I live in the Epcot parking lot?
I'm thinking you might. Well, I tell you what, you're closer than us, right, Stacy? He's closer than us.
Yep, exactly.
So when the Nyman clan travels, they travel by car. And they load up that car like they're the Oregon Trail, right?
Yep.
You're going out west. And
they all die from dysentery after crossing the stream.
That's right. No one died of dysentery.
Isn't that how everybody dies?
Everyone.
Oregon Trail?
No one ever reached Oregon. And when I travel, you know, we travel by plane, but we used to travel by car. But still, I'm a crazy packer. I will pack up things left and right, and we'll fit it in the suitcases, and we're always fair and square with Southwest. Nothing's over 50 pounds. And when I get home, Stacy, I don't know if you have this same experience, or you, Pete. Like, I will open up the suitcase, and I will see the same exact things that I've packed repeatedly every trip that I never use. So I thought we would do a show today, and not the best things to pack. You know, underwear, toothbrush, you need that.
The most useless things that we've packed and never used?
Yes. These are things that we've continued to pack that we do not use on vacation, but yet I don't know why we pack them. So, again, these are probably things that might just be relevant to our family, but we thought we'd share them because we might be able to save you some weight in your luggage. How's that sound?
That sounds like a good plan.
Peter.
Or maybe a bad plan.
That's less stuff I got to schlep around in my backpack, I guess.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
So here's what I'm nervous about. I know Stacy and me, I think we pack very similar, but you pack pretty efficiently. Do you got any...
Yeah, I am one of those people that I will only take what I feel I absolutely have to have, with few exceptions. Those exceptions generally stemming from medical.
Okay.
And other than that, like, if I need it that bad, I'll buy it when I get here.
Okay. Okay.
I'm one of those people.
Well, that's a good philosophy to have, that, you know, and you could use those things as souvenirs. So like a sweatshirt or like a coat or something like that. But anyways.
Or like, you know, a bottle of Dawn dishwashing soap or Palmolive dishwashing soap or whatever.
Oh, they got those down there. Little mini bottles.
Yeah, I know they do.
All right. So, Stacy, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, really 6 or 7 things that I continue to pack and I legitimately don't use when I'm on vacation. How many you got on your list?
Oh, my goodness. I have a lot more than that.
38. She got her wash machine.
I have everything on this list.
Okay. Well, then let's have you go first. Give us an idea. Give us something that you continue to pack that you say, what the heck am I doing? Why am I doing this? And why do I keep doing this?
So the first one is something that I did remedy the last time that we went down. But for years, I was bringing, and I'm not exaggerating, $30 store ponchos in a dollar store bag that just continuously went into our Disney box and then went into whatever luggage we were putting it in and then came out and went back into the Disney box. We never used any of those things because I would never put them in my park bag once we got to the resort. So I would go and we would just buy ponchos in the park. Well, then we would end up having Disney ponchos also added to the Disney box that we have at home, along with the huge bag of dollar store ponchos. So I don't know what possessed me to continuously bring these, but and what made me think that I would need 5 ponchos per person on the trip. It was just a little bit insane. So you don't need tons of ponchos. You just don't.
That was going to be my first question. How many people are you bringing on your trip?
The Bears, the Chicago Bears, Pete.
She's handing them out to the less fortunate Disney guests.
They're only a dollar each. Let's just get a ton of them. It was just really dumb.
The other way to remedy that is take them as many out of the Disney box as you need for the trip. Like one per person,
and but put I them thought directly, that I needed,
and then put them directly them. Into your park bag.
Hey, so in theory, it makes sense until you think about it. And I used to do the same thing, like in the summertime when it rains. I know it's rainy, but it's still like the devil's like backyard. It's still 90 degrees, so let's cloak ourselves in this hot PVC and just walk around with this PVC, this plastic on us. Right?
And it's only going to rain for 15 minutes. Exactly. I mean, come on.
All right. So, good one. So, hold off. If you're going to pack more than one poncho per person, which you probably won't use, hold off with the extras. Okay, good one.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a pin trader, and I'm at the point now where I would put the pins just in my pocket, and I'd walk around and trade pins and hand them to the kids. For years, I would not only bring one lanyard, I would bring 2 lanyards, a backup lanyard. And in my mind's eye, I could rationalize it and think, yeah, what if this one breaks or what if I'm using it? And then you think about it, like, what are you doing?
Where'd you buy them?
What are you doing with the punch with this lanyard? Are you trading so much that you're tiring your lanyard out? But I would do it. I would bring 2 lanyards per trip, fearing that my first lanyard would tire out during the trip. And bear in mind, I use it for like 4 days a year. So I don't know if you need 2 lanyards. I think 1 would suffice. You do not need to bring 2 lanyards, right?
All right. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Here's the only time you bring 2 lanyards. You have a lanyard you're unwilling to trade from, and you have a trading lanyard.
No, see, in my
mind, I can say.
That's good, okay, Pete.
Then that makes sense. No. But to bring one just because
I was going to tire it out.
This is where you bought that to begin with.
Yes.
You can get another one.
You're so right. And I didn't know my mindset. Like, why am I doing this? Oh, I need to have a backup. Why? Why? The pocket works. It works. But for now on, it's one lanyard. That's it. I had
on my list, literally, it says all the pins. We would bring, Scott and I don't trade pins, but the kids did, or, you know, they still do sometimes. But they each have a bag that, it's like one of those Disney pin trading bags that, like, crossbody that they could wear.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just bring every pin that they owned along with their lanyards. And then after day two, nobody wanted to bring them to the parks because they were so heavy. So we would have just, occasionally I'd throw them in our park bag. So I'd have like four pin bags in the park bag weighing us down. And then I'm like, why are we bringing all the pins that they don't want to trade into the parks every single time that we go into the parks? Just, you know, just not very smart.
Yes, they're called keepers. Do not bring your keepers
through these things.
Do not bring your keepers to the parks unless you're showing off like a peacock. If you're bringing your pins and you want to trade, or you look like Kiss.
You have your keeping lanyard and your right? trading lanyard.
Yes.
You're more metal studded than Kiss. Okay.
Just keep in mind, you are definitely going through the metal detector when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to use that as number two, Stacey? Or no, why don't you give us another one?
All right. So we, like I said, we have six people in our family, and everybody has at least one set of ears or a Mickey hat or something. You know, we have at least one, but we actually have probably three or four per person, and all of those live in the Disney box in our upstairs. And for every trip, all of them get packed into the suitcases, but nobody really ever wears the ears in the parks after the first couple of days. Sometimes Sophie and I do, but they end up just cluttering up the hotel room because they just go all over the place. So you probably could pick your favorite pair and just bring those, unless you can, you know, unless they're like, you know, Tamara Spidell's ears and you can't leave any of them at home because that would be tragic. But otherwise, just pick your favorites. You're probably not going to be wearing them throughout the whole trip.
Correct. Pick your favorite. Correct. Good advice. Hey, Stacey, this is kind of personal, but we're good friends. How many bathing suits do you bring on vacation?
I personally bring two bathing suits, but I pack every one that the kids own.
Okay. See, here's the funny thing. I bring two bathing suits, too. You know how often I've used that second bathing suit? Never. Okay?
Really?
I don't know if it's because I watched the Seinfeld episode with George Costanza. I don't know what the story is, but I bring two bathing suits. Like, I need to change bathing suits out, or I'm going to...
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I don't want to get into a wet bathing suit. Do you realize I've never actually used a second bathing suit ever in my life? Never.
Interesting.
Yes. So maybe it's different for a woman, but for a guy, you're going to go swim maybe in the morning, and by the time you come back, even if it's the afternoon, it's going to be dry if you hang it up. Now, if you're a knucklehead and you leave it in that big wet mess blob in the corner, it's going to be wet still for you. But if you hang up, it's going to be dry. You'll be okay.
I feel like we don't have good luck in that area. I feel like the kids can swim at night and then we hang it up and then the next day it's still wet. Like, it's still cold and damp. And that's what I hate. I hate putting on a wet bathing suit. It just like creeps me out. I hate that feeling of the cold, wet bathing suit on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, two suits are necessary for me, at least.
Okay, killer inside fact, Pete. Bet you didn't know this. Stacey Nyman, she's an amazing swimmer.
I am.
She's an amazing swimmer.
Not anymore.
Secondhand knowledge from my wife that she used to be on the swim team at school, right?
Oh, yes, and we were, like, the best swim team on our side of the street in Chicago.
From a 50-foot area, we were the best. Okay. So I'm against two bathing suits. You're for two bathing suits. All right, you're up.
All right, so I bring my entire medicine cabinet to Walt Disney World. Antacids, pain relievers, thermometers, stomach stuff, cough syrup, Advil, Motrin, Tylenol, Aleve, every single thing. Oh, and then the first aid kit with
crutches,
all the Band-Aids and Neosporin. Like, anything that we have in our cabinet, it comes with us. you can get all that stuff at Walt Disney World. You can go to the first aid stations and get Advil if you have a headache. You can, you know, I would still bring some of it, but I don't think that next time, the chances of one of our kids getting a cold, okay, it's kind of high at Walt Disney World, getting sick there, but I'll spend the $8 or whatever crazy price they're charging in the gift shop if we need it, you know, instead of bringing all of that stuff and risking it spilling and, you know, the bottle breaking or opening. And it's just, I think that we could probably just shop for what we need if we need it when we get down there.
And for heavens to Betsy, take a look at your DOP kit or whatever you're bringing. Make sure that stuff's good, not you. This yes. is a tip to everybody, because I went through there and found aspirin that expired in like 2011, and I'm carrying it around with me. Like, I'm not quite sure that's going to fit the bill anymore. So take a look. Yes. What was the last time you actually used that toothbrush? Get a new one. So good tip. Peter, how about you? You work in the health industry. What do you think about bringing stuff like that, or would you just advise them, if you need it, buy it?
Well, first of all, I'd say bring any meds that are prescription, of course. But then if you have something you really feel like you respond the best to, bring a small bottle of it. You don't need to bring the Costco one that has 5,000 tablets of generic Tylenol.
What if you need 5,000 fish oils? What if that's your...
You don't.
you don't need that?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay.
If you're in the parks and you need it, you go to first aid, they're going to give it to you for free.
Okay, see, that's the key, is have all the Nymans line up. Go to the first aid station.
If you're not at the parks, if it happens to be in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning and suddenly Junior spikes 104 fever, well, that's why they have an EMS system and a fire department on the property for you guys.
Sure.
You're covered.
And Celebration Hospital's closed.
Don't need to bring everything. Don't have to bring everything in under the sun.
Good.
Bring what you would. If you would normally bring it to work with you, like I know I always bring some antacids and ibuprofen to work. It's just I always have them. That's what I bring. I don't bring ibuprofen and Tylenol and aspirin and Aleve and acids and gas X and Pepto and Imodium AD. And I don't bring all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just wasting space and costing yourself overweight baggage fees.
Good tip.
Not to mention, if you're going through security with a whole bag full of medications, they're going to scrutinize you a little closer and it's going to take longer.
Perhaps.
True.
Are you guys like me? When you guys come home, do you put your loose change and loose dollars in a special spot, like kind of like a vacation fund? Do you guys do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I bet you're smarter than me, because you probably cash in those changes and actually make crisp dollar bills. But not yes. I. Not I. See, what I like to do is take that loose change and put it in like a Ziploc baggie and bring that loose change that I've actually never brought with me to the park or the resort. Take it out because it's too heavy and I don't want to put it in my pocket because my pockets will be weighed down. So I legitimately take like $38 in quarters and nickels for a vacation only to bring it back home and then put it back in the exact same spot because I do not want to use loose change. So the moral of this story is
roll your quarters, bring them to the bank, and they'll give you bills.
Correct. Change that up to cash before you leave. Don't do what your buddy Chris does. That loose change, you're never going to use it. And even if you want to go and use the change machine, like to get the quarters or whatever and get the imprint on it, they now take credit cards on site. You can actually you could use credit card. You don't need to bring your own stuff. So leave the loose change at home. Don't do what your buddy Chris does.
Good plan. All right. So my next one is books. I read a whole lot. And so, but I like to have options. So if I'm in the middle of a book, I will bring that book, obviously, because I want to finish that one. But then I don't know what I'm going to feel like reading next. If Is it going to be a mystery? Is it going to be more, you know, historical fiction? What am I going to want? So I'll bring like 5 or 6 books to Walt Disney World. And we do, it's a long drive. But I don't read for 18 hours. I might read for 4 hours of the drive home or to Walt Disney World. And I usually won't even finish 1 or 2 books. I don't need 6 of them. I think that also I might need to look into the Kindle app a little bit more, because I have a pretty big iPhone. I could probably read on that. But anyway, it takes up my whole bag that I have in the front seat with me, and it drives me nuts to have things by my feet. And probably if I didn't have a giant bag full of library books, I would have a lot more space and feel a lot more comfortable on the trip.
Stacey, can I just say how proud of you? I really am, because my number 4 is I bring 2 or 3 books. I'm gonna appear on some reading channel. I've never read 1 complete book on a Walt Disney World vacation, let alone 2 or 3. I'm at Walt, by gosh, Disney World. I'm not gonna spend time reading more than 450 pages in a week. I just don't have that much free time. But
so
I'm like,
I don't actually read it at Walt Disney World, although I did last time. I read at the pool. Britta was playing. It's in the car.
It's in the car.
I read
gotcha.
In the car to and from. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that there.
Gotcha. I bring it. I'm like, oh, what if I have some reading time? I'm on vacation in Walt Disney World. I'm not going to read 3 books. I can guarantee you that. But you know what? Next trip, that's the one I'm going to fall for. You'll see my bag. I'm going to have 3 books. I don't know why. I don't know why I do it. It's like I want to go and put some ballast in the tank, and I want to make sure I get weighed down appropriately. So yeah. I'm going to make sure I load it up with books. Peter, you got any books with you when you come on vacation?
No, LeVar Burton would be very upset with
me. He's not happy with you at all.
No.
Okay. Stacey, give us another good one.
All right. So I always pack the water Mr. Fan that they sell in the parks.
Oh,
and
no.
We have 2 of them because I always would bring it. I would pack it. We would not use it. I'd repack it, put it in the box, repeat. So this time I did not bring it. I'm like, we've not used it 1 time since we bought it 8 years ago or whatever it was. It's staying home. So we get there and Britta really, really wants one of these fans. So I gave in and bought another one. So now we have 2 fans that we're never going to use, but I'll probably continuously bring them to the parks every single year. Because they are really, when you're using them, they're a really great thing. But they're hassle. They're big. They're cumbersome. They sometimes leak. It's just a hassle. But I do have to say Disney has really good customer service. And I have brought a fan to them asking if they sell batteries at the cart. And they're like, no, we don't. But you could just take a new one. So they've given me a new one before because I ran out of batteries. Now, your mileage may vary there. Don't expect them to give you a new one. But their customer service for those kinds of things is pretty top notch.
I've never bought one, but I always meant to. But then I always thought to myself, when am I going to use this godforsaken thing outside of Walt Disney World?
It's so nice, like, when you actually have it. And your kids are probably at a good age now where they won't be super annoying with it. But Britta was just, I mean, she was...
Have you met my kids?
almost 4, but, like, inside, like, we had to leave it outside because she would spray everybody in line when we were waiting. And, they are really nice when you have them, but they're just kind of a pain.
Hey Pete, I'm visioning Stacy at her desk at work with the heat up, turning the Mystic fan in the middle of the day.
I should probably do that. It's really warm in my office. That would be a good idea. I get a use out of it.
This is nice. This is nice. Good. All right. You know what? About $800 buys you. It buys you
about 4 spray fans at Disney World.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But you can get new batteries. It buys you one of those really nice, enormous SLR or the digital version, the DSLR cameras.
Uh-huh.
Those really nice ones with interchangeable lenses, you know? And they weigh about 5 or 6 pounds with that cool fanny pack from Canon. It's like you buy it, this whole package. You're really a professional photographer, yet you don't know how to use it because it's always on auto. And then you bring an application with you and you realize what a giant pain in the butt this thing is, because you don't want to leave it. God, you ain't going to leave that in your cart. You'd be crazy to leave that thing this lying around. And then you realize the pictures you got at home, the ones from your camera, are way better from your phone, I'm sorry, than the ones from your giant camera. So we stopped bringing this one. So we have one. It's really nice. We use it for our Christmas card that we use like once a year. We will not bring this on vacation. So if you have this, unless you're a professional photographer like Christina Black, who has a photography, you know, business, or perhaps even Tony Passero, who might need to capture an image and then draw it later, I would recommend you use the camera on your phone. You'll enjoy yourself more. Unless your intent is for professional photography, leave that Godzilla monster at home, because you'll never want to take it out of the bag. And just the thought of putting it over your shoulder is exhausting to me. What do you think? Yeah, do you guys got any of those? Do you have any of those cameras?
I don't, but we have them at the museum, and I am in charge of taking pictures during my events. And it's just, they're just so cumbersome to use and to carry around, and they get in the way, and you're worried that it's going to bump something. And yeah, it's, they're a pain.
I was in a bad spot, right? I got this camera. It's starting to rain. What do? I got to protect the camera more than I got to protect anything else. And then you got to take it everywhere. You can't leave it. You know, you might put your phone in your pocket, or you leave your backpack in your bag. You don't leave this camera in your stroller. You know, this is, right. You can't do that. So leave that monster at home. Go ahead, Stace.
So you don't need tons of shoes, and they take up so much space in your luggage. I definitely am an advocate of bringing extra shoes, because especially if you're going to be there for a long time, even if your shoes are the most comfortable shoes in the world, you want to alternate them so that you don't get sore spots, and then they'll develop into blisters or hurt feet. So you want at least two pairs of shoes, but you probably don't need to bring four or five pairs of shoes, which I have been guilty of in the past. I'll bring my gym shoes, and I'll bring my, oh, people don't say gym shoes most of the places. No. You'll bring your, you bring, no, your sneakers.
We say gym shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you bring your sneakers.
Everyone else is wrong, but okay.
I know.
That's right. Everybody else is wrong.
I'll bring my Keens. I'll bring, you know, five pairs of Old Navy flip-flops, which I never ever touch, but they're in so,
ooh,
many beautiful,
that's a
colors.
Bad idea.
I know. My rationale is that I'll wear them to the pool, which is so silly because I have Teva flip-flops that I could wear to the pool, and they are much more supportive and everything. So yeah, you just don't need all those extra pairs of shoes. Bring a couple of pairs. One gets wet or you need to alternate it. Otherwise, it's, you know, you forget about the fashion after the first day or so.
Stacey, it got crazy when you brought your snow boots, your clogs, and then your high pumps. I mean, that got crazy. I couldn't figure that one out.
It was 4th of July.
All right. You guys like hard candy? Do you guys like eating hard candy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love candy. You probably know that by now. And I love hard candy. And actually, I like hard candy kind of like an old lady likes hard candy. I love the peppermint starlights, and I like the butterscotches from Brock's. And there's, I'm a sucker for it. I like Jolly Ranchers. But you know what makes a bad bed partner on vacation? Is a whole bag full of hard candy. Do you want to know why? Because it's hot. And you know what happens to hard candy when it gets hot?
Yeah, it melts.
It melts. All right? So I know this from personal experience. But you know what? I'm not so smart that I fixed this problem. I continue to bring hard candy with me on vacation, and I'll bring a larger quantity than I could possibly ever consume in my pocket, in the bottom of my bag, and I think it melts every time, but I do not remember that. It goes back to the well. So my advice to you would bring a couple pieces, but you do not need to go buy a pound of hard candy and bring it on vacation.
No.
Or better yet, you're on vacation, how about you enjoy the really good homemade desserts and sweets they offer there? Right?
Yeah.
You think that makes
sense,
right?
Plan.
I haven't learned it. I haven't learned it.
All right. I'll do one more.
Okay.
For mine, it's, I really overpack on the clothing. You know, it's always good to have alternates in case something happens. You spill on something, you need an extra outfit. But somehow I pack an extra outfit for every day. So I have two outfits for every day. And it's not so much for me, but I do that a lot for the kids. I'll have them all ready, and then, oh, there's their alternate outfit. But we always do laundry. So the stuff that the kids wear all the time anyway is going to be washed at least once during the vacation. So you don't really need to bring a ton of extra clothes. There's ample laundry facilities throughout the resorts. And I'm sure even if you're staying off property, most hotels will have some place for you to do your laundry. So just think about that when you're packing. If it's not your absolute favorite item of clothing, you could probably leave it at home and just wash it during the trip at some point.
Makes perfect sense. Stacey, are you a writer? Do you write at all?
Not so much. Like journaling and things? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't really journal, no.
Peter, how about you? Are you a writer? Do you write anything down? Do you journal? Do you do anything?
I can barely speak English. You want me to write now?
It's not stopped us at 150-something episodes, Pete. We still go on. Then explain to me, because I'm in the same boat, why do I bring a notebook and a pen on vacation? Like, I'm going to have a fit of inspiration, and I'm either going to create haikus or magnificent stories from American history on vacation. I don't know if I've ever written a thing down on vacation. I don't know if it's possible. And you know what's cool is your iPhone, it actually has a notes section, but I will not use that notes section. Like, I need this notebook because, like, you never know what inspiration is going to start. Do you know how many books I've got written to my name?
None.
Yeah, zero. I have zero right now. I have, it's going to be one. I'm not sure when it's going to occur. So if you're not a writer, if that's not your talent, I would say leave the journal and the notebook at home, because that pen, it's going to break on vacation.
Yep.
And that ink's going everywhere. So leave the pen, leave everything.
You probably also don't need the tape and the scissors, which is what I had on my list in addition to pens and notebooks. You probably don't need that stuff either.
What is that for? No. Tell me the purpose of that one.
So I always thought that I was going to do things like decorate the windows or do something. Like, so I was like, if I have tape, I can hang things up if it strikes me to do that. And then scissors is to take off tags and stuff like that. But who really does that? I mean, everybody just uses their teeth, or they just rip it off anyway. But I, you know, the scissors, the pens, the tape, it's all in the box that goes into the suitcases.
Okay. Peter, do you got anything you want to share with us before we leave? You see, you made us feel bad. We know you're an efficient packer. You can clearly see we are not efficient packers. Do you got anything you want to share with us? You're stumped by our inefficiency.
I know. It's my personality. I'm like I said, I'm prepared for things medically to a certain degree. I also understand the fact that I can't carry everything I'm going to need. So, like, I don't bring trauma shears. I can't bring a knife into the park, so I don't have that. I don't have bottle openers and stuff like that. I understand there's things I'm not going to be able to do, and I have to, like, rely on somebody else to have gotten that squared away before I went there.
You can rely on us.
Yeah, see, we're going to bring it for you.
Apparently.
We're going to bring it for you.
I can just stop by your rooms and be like, hey.
Can I have some butterscotch and some tape?
Can I get a Starlight Mint? And I really was hoping to do some hodgepodge when I got back to the room.
And I tired my lanyard out. Back of the van? Very good.
Yes, I can.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so
paper mache myself a new ear hat, and I want to make it really look really good.
You could
I need glue,
of my ear hats.
I need glue and glitter. Who's bringing glue and glitter for me?
I'm sure we've got it. All right, so we got more, but we're gonna hold them because honestly, we don't want to go and embarrass ourselves anymore. So if you're listening, find us on the WDW Review Facebook page, or find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, or join our group. It's called EDCOT, if you haven't heard it or joined yet. And poke fun at us. Tell us how ridiculous our ideas are. But also tell us what your most ridiculous item is, what you continue to pack that you know you don't need, but you can't stop doing it. And if it's Starlight Mints or Butterscotch Discs, then you've got a friend in me. So for my buddy Peter and for my buddy Stacy, we want to wish you a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.